This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Live, we're launching into the third hour of the program. Of course, you can join us on the radio waves here by dialing in toll-free. Our number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom, 855-450-3733. With you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
And Mark.
We're going to go back to your phone calls and thoughts. For those of you just tuning in, we started the show talking about Kim Kardashian. We started the show with a phone call, but then we got into the story about Kim Kardashian. For some reason, we're talking about her opinion on gun control, which, as you might expect, is woefully uninformed and ignorant of people's rights to, let's say, bear arms. She wants to restrict people who have simply had a misdemeanor conviction or even a temporary restraining order placed against them.
Well, I think she's correct that the right to keep and bear arms has been infringed in so many at every corner here in U.S. history, and so therefore the constitutional rights have become, to some extent, meaningless.
Is she correct about?
She's correct that functionally, yes, the United States government or a state government could decide you don't get the ability to carry a firearm if you had a misdemeanor conviction. Sure, they did it with felons. Why not misdemeanors? Why not a violation level offense?
Okay, so what you're saying is she's correct from a legal perspective that they can do whatever they want to do, regardless of what the Constitution says. Not that she's correct in her opinions.
Well, I don't think that I don't think she's right in the area of rights theory.
Because her opinions lead to tyranny. Taking away weapons from people, the ability to defend yourself, is a surefire step on the way towards a complete and total state.
I'm more interested in the caller we'd had on before we went to the break there.
It's Kevin, actually, in Indianapolis, who is with us here.
You've done an amazing thing, Kevin. You listen to talk radio to get opinions that differ from your own, and that already makes you a thinker in my book. Somebody who's willing to challenge their own opinions is pretty rare these days.
For sure.
Go ahead.
No, yeah, definitely. I mean, I think nowadays people only listen to, like, news outlets or get information that agrees with themselves. You know what I mean? So I think when you go against the grain and listen to people that oppose me, maybe you get a new perspective. But what I was saying earlier, I think that the guy in Orlando that did that mass shooting, I believe he was on a watch list of some sort.
Yeah, I think he was on something.
Yeah, exactly. And I don't see why if we don't have laws or stricter gun laws that would prevent him from getting a firearm. I don't see why that's such a barren, or a burden on law-abiding citizens that want to have a firearm. You know what I mean?
So, what are you saying is a burden? Or you don't see why something is a burden?
Having stricter gun laws in that sense.
The burden is that it gets in the way of people being able to carry a gun. So if you, for instance, are in a rush to acquire a gun, let's say you never had one before, but then somebody threatens your life or your family's lives, and you decide you want to go ahead and get a gun, but you want to do it legally, well, guess what? You can't do that immediately. You have to wait.
Well, because you're on a watch list.
I'm just talking about people in general. I'm not talking about people on
watch
lists.
He was being very, very specific, though.
Yeah.
Kevin was saying, what about watch? Lists. I mean, so they're, the government has lists of people that they watch, and should those people be able to acquire a weapon, in this case, a person who was on a watch list acquired a weapon and did some terrible, terrible things with it.
Exactly.
I guess the rebuttal to that, Kevin, would be that man had never been convicted of a crime. And until, the rule book says the right to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. And it's my opinion. I'm not a constitutional scholar, but I dabble in rights theory. It's my opinion that while the rule book says shall not be infringed, the government shouldn't be infringing it. Now, if they want to add a caveat to people who are on watch lists, then I think that three quarters of the states and two thirds of the House of Representatives and two thirds of the Senate should have to change
those rules.
It's unlikely that they would. Changing the Constitution is extraordinarily difficult in both positive and negative ways. But to change the rules just on the fly, I find to be upsetting.
Okay, so I apologize for misunderstanding the question. I thought you were just asking about these restrictions in general and why should that bother law-abiding people. You were talking about specifically about the watch list and why should that bother law-abiding people? Because you don't know if you're going to be on that list. Right. They put all kinds of names on these watch lists, these no-fly lists, for instance, people who have a name that's similar to a supposed terrorist
that
get
happened.
Told they don't get to fly.
That happened for
a
while.
That actually happened?
It absolutely happened.
You know, the stories are, well, happened. I don't know if it's still happening, but there was the watch list as opposed to the no-fly list. And what would happen with the no-fly list is in some circumstances, somebody would share a name. So there's terrorists out there. Irish terrorists who were in the IRA, right? They're listed on international lists. So you have some guy with a name as ordinary as Thomas O'Neill, right? And Thomas O'Neill can't fly. Well, now the computer kicks out. They find a Thomas O'Neill. They kick him out. And this was happening all over the place in like 2002, 2003, 2004, where people weren't flying. In one case, they wouldn't let a nun fly. And, you know,
it was hard for them to get off the list as well.
Right.
Very, very difficult.
Once you're on a list, you haven't been convicted, Kevin. You're just on a list.
Right.
Once you're on that list, what happens when Kevin's on the list and he wants to, you know, have a firearm? Maybe you don't want one today, but you may in the future. You know, how do you get off this list? Well, there was no functional way for that to happen. The government denied the existence of the list, even though people weren't flying. And this is the problem with unaccountable bureaucracies. Go ahead, Kevin. I'm sorry.
I see your point, but I mean, man, the likelihood of that happening, you know, I guess with somebody trying to pursue a firearm and then being accidentally on a list, I don't see that happening that much. You know what I mean? I mean, the probability
it doesn't matter until it happens to you, right? That's, you know, the thing is there's 300 million people in the United States. It doesn't happen to happen often. People are killed by falling coconuts. People are killed by their automatic windows in their cars. Weird things happen, and governments are extraordinarily inefficient. Once we start erring on the side of no, you don't get a gun, rather than erring on the side of yes, you do get a gun, then essentially nobody has a gun. There are places in America, Los Angeles, Chicago, New York, Washington, D.C., where it is functionally illegal to own a gun. Now, those places aren't paradises devoid of crime by any stretch of the imagination.
Chicago's, a murder capital of the United States?
It was one year.
Yeah,
I think
it is.
It
still is. I know August.
Baltimore and Chicago.
I think they had over 400 shootings in August. But just so I get you guys' point, so you did basically bottom line, just to cut out, you know, all the gray area, you guys believe that people on watch list should be allowed to purchase a firearm. That's pretty much your stance on the entire thing.
My stance
and also
is,
I also want to know, you know, like mentally ill people. I know in some circumstances, you know, mental illness can be kind of what's the word I'm looking for? It can be kind of vague, I guess, for lack of a better term.
Right. Especially when it's the state psychologist who gets to decide whether or not you qualify, and of course they're going to err on the side of the state and err against the people who are trying to get these qualifications. I err on the side of freedom. Whatever freedom is, which is in this case the ability to bear whatever kind of weapon that
shall not be infringed,
that you want to, that you should be able to do that, and that if we have a society where people are able to, you know, bear whatever weapons they feel they need to, then I think that will help keep people safe. We've certainly seen that's the case in places like Vermont and New Hampshire, where you don't have to ask permission to carry a gun. You can just get one and carry it, and carry it openly if you want, or concealed. And you know what? Vermont and New Hampshire have the lowest murder rates of all the 50 states.
I think that's causation and correlation.
Yeah, I was about to say that. But I don't want to take up all your talk.
I would much rather... It's a good call, Kevin. I appreciate hearing from you. You can call back any night of the week, even though we're not on live in Indianapolis. We're on live seven nights a week. So call back another time. I appreciate it. We're coming up. Free Talk Live.
P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-972-1059. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-972-1059. That's 1-800-972-1059. 1-800-972-1059.
BuySellMakeOffer.com is better than ever. I'm Pat Matthews, here to tell you that BuySellMakeOffer.com, the revolutionary site for buying and selling anything and everything, just upped the ante. Go right now to BuySellMakeOffer.com and click the Sign Me Up button. When you do, you'll get the first month free, and then it's just $9.95 a month to be a member forever. And you don't need a credit card for the initial setup. Create your own store on the site and sell whatever you want, as long as it's legal, however you want, and sell an unlimited number of items. Create your own intro video to describe what your store is all about. Use Skype to see who you're buying from or selling to. Sell unused household items, as well as antiques, cars, televisions, collectibles, and real estate. The possibilities are unlimited. Use social networks to promote your store right from our site. Remember, there are never any fees, no matter how much you sell. Become a member today. I'm a member. Get all your friends to sign up, too. This could become a great business for you. Sell whatever you want for the first 30 days free at BuySellMakeOffer.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Yesterday, I got a call from the IRS. They say I owe them over $16,000. I don't have that kind of money.
Don't try to fight the IRS on your own. Use Coast One Financial Group and let them help you get a fresh start. If you owe at least $10,000 in back taxes, call now for a free and confidential tax debt analysis. Call Coast One now for a free consultation at 800-643-4661 now. 800-643-4661. That's 800-643-4661.
Homeowners have much more to worry about than just making their mortgage payment. Can you afford to repair or replace your air conditioning when it stops working this summer? Or worse, a major plumbing problem? With National Home, you can say goodbye to repair bills. If you own a home, you could stop paying for these costly repairs. Best of all, call now to get 1 month of repair coverage for free. Get total protection for your home's major appliances and systems, so you have no more costly repair bills. Call 800-887-3022. That's 800-887-3022. 800-887-3022.
Kiss your credit card debt goodbye. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to achieve financial peace, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. You may dial in. In toll-free here, live Saturday edition of the program. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. And we do have Skype at Skype username lrn.fm. So let's see. We're going to continue with your calls and thoughts here. You can bring up anything you want to discuss. We go to John, listening in Laconia, New Hampshire, to WEZS. Hey, John.
Hey there. How's it going?
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
So I wanted to bring up a story that's kind of been shoveled under the pile here.
Sure.
All the news, Comey and Trump's international travel. The Trump administration just said that they were wanting to push to privatize the FAA and specifically air traffic controllers.
Yeah, really.
Personally, I think it's a terrible idea.
Why? Why?
I think it's so. I understand that they've had great success with it in Canada, but the issue of weight here is that this is about the safety of people rather than the expedience or the profit of the airline industry. So the supposed advantages of privatizing the air traffic control system of the FAA would be you could get flights closer together, supposedly. You could get more aircraft, sortieing.
Why would the privatization of air traffic control employees have anything to do with, tightening or loosening the schedules?
So the idea is that if you remove the bureaucratic process that is involved with the FAA, you would eliminate the overhead in making action.
Hello? Did we lose you? John?
Regarding, suggesting that, we should space aircraft tighter together. And that's a safety issue because...
Well, the difference is,
it can be subject to wake turbulence and it can cause that aircraft to stall out and crash,
which would be very bad, obviously. There are two issues at hand here. One is how should how should air traffic controllers be unionized and how should they be employed and for whom should they work and that sort of thing. On the other side, you have a regulation. I don't understand, that one doesn't mean the other, but they may be, for whatever reason, stuck together in this circumstance. I would not be able to comment on what the best regulations or rules or procedures that should be in place for every given airport or airplane out there. I wouldn't be able to say. I can say that, other countries have tried with some success this, having air traffic control employees employed by airports rather than by the centralized government agency, and it has gone fine. Secondarily, the marketplace provides us with safety every single day. The guy who worked on the brakes in your car wasn't a government employee, and there's probably not even a government rule for exactly how he does his job. He just goes by a set of standard procedures.
Yeah, that's what I object to in what you were saying, John, is that the fear here that you're presenting is that, well, without centralized command and control structures like the current FAA air traffic control system, that's somehow going to put people in greater danger. And that's just not how the marketplace behaves. I mean, people want safety. They certainly know there's danger in regards to flying places, and so they're going to want to make sure that they feel like they're safe, and that's what the marketplace does. That's why car companies have safety features. That's why airlines have safety features, and they
absolutely
want people to feel safe.
And I completely agree with that. So my question to you is, one, does capitalism encourage risk-taking?
I don't know what capitalism. How do you define capitalism?
So in this instance, you have either the bureaucratic option of the FAA being exclusively a safety-minded organization. Its entire purpose of existence is to regulate the safe travel.
Well, they've got you fooled because
passengers their purpose is to manage safety.
Right? That's their purpose.
They've got you fooled then, because you know if you believe everything the government tells you, then you're a dupe. Our co-host, who's not on with us tonight, he's Daryl W. Perry. He actually worked for an airline in the past and worked on the tarmac, you know, with planes, was out there on a regular basis, and he told me that he never once saw an FAA inspector out on the tarmac looking at planes. Your planes are being inspected by the airlines themselves to make sure that they're ready to fly to the next location, or else they get grounded and then fixed. And well, it has nothing to do with the FAA. They're not out there checking.
Let's not forget the FAA just recently attempted to regulate civilian ownership of remote control airplanes. They were, you know, basically saying, you're going to need to register with, you should register
you
with
like
us.
Drones?
Yeah.
Yeah.
There was the Drone Registration Act or whatever the heck it was that they just, now this wasn't legislation. This is just
regulation.
An agency that has, you know, aviation in its name decides that's
right.
going to happen.
That's right. So what happens when an airliner on final approach to Boston Logan Airport hits a drone and it loses an engine because of it? What are you going
to
say
know,
about that?
But the FAA just decided to they relinquished that particular control. And
that's
they
correct.
Said,
that's correct. Because it was struck down in court, as is proper, because that is the system of checks and balances that we have in this country. So
really? I hadn't heard they'd struck down the drone regulations.
They struck that down. That's correct. So what happens is, if you are a recreational drone owner, you don't need to register your drone.
So how come we don't have airlines crashing to the ground because of all these drones flying about?
Because as of yet, no recreational drone user has been foolish enough to fly their drone in the vicinity of an airport, though.
Huh.
But I challenge you to go on YouTube and look at all of the reckless actions that have taken place in this country and in other countries around the world, where you can see operators using their drones in close proximity to other aircraft in the air.
Now, when you outlaw drones, only outlaws have drones. What, you know, a person should be responsible for their actions, right? Like, how many reckless actions with handguns have you seen, and how
so
is that going?
The difference, right? So here's the difference. If you do something reckless with your car, you can pull over to the side of the road and be reasonably safe.
Yep.
If you do something reckless with an airliner, there is no option to just pull over and be safe. If you damage the structural integrity of an aircraft, you might not have the option of landing safely. Okay.
Oh, I hear you.
So
look, it's
fear,
all scary.
It's all scary.
There's no doubt about it. Look,
this
I understand.
It's the same thing as cars or guns.
It's the same thing as guns, okay? Because I can go out today and I can snipe at cars. And, you know, I could choose to do that if that's what I wanted to do. I could get a rifle and I could shoot people in their cars, and there's nothing that anyone could do about it, and I could skulk off into the woods and nobody would catch me.
John, thanks for the call tonight. Appreciate the discussion. The fear, you know, to me is not a motivator. I understand that's what gets people to believe in government and believe that the government's out there keeping them safe, but it's just a crock.
It doesn't stop it from happening.
Right, and you know what's also illegal? It's illegal to shoot a laser pointer up at the cockpit of airlines.
It's just something to charge, an additional charge for the person who brought down an airplane.
More coming up. Free Talk Live.
Be prepared for the next disaster with the Shelter Pod. The Shelter Pod is a large, all-season, heavy-duty, quick-deploy shelter. The Shelter Pod system can be set up in 30 seconds and includes an emergency medical kit, water filter, survival tools, and more. Are you prepared to take care of your family? Do you have everything in one place ready to go? Get it now or enter to win a complete Shelter Pod system at shelterpod.com. The Shelter Pod at shelterpod.com. Shelter when you need it most.
Do you know what's lurking in your water? More than 200 contaminants could be sitting there just waiting for your glass. With the ProPure water filter, start enjoying clean and great-tasting water today. ProPure filters, independently tested, latest water filter technology. ProPure systems do not require electricity and are easy to set up and easy to use. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know. The credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417.
BuySellMakeOffer.com is better than ever. I'm Pat Matthews, here to tell you that BuySellMakeOffer.com, the revolutionary site for buying and selling anything and everything, just upped the ante. Go right now to BuySellMakeOffer.com and click the Sign Me Up button. When you do, you'll get the first month free, and then it's just $9.95 a month to be a member forever. And you don't need a credit card for the initial setup. Create your own store on the site and sell whatever you want, as long as it's legal, however you want, and sell an unlimited number of items. Create your own intro video to describe what your store is all about. Use Skype to see who you're buying from or selling to. Sell unused household items, as well as antiques, cars, televisions, collectibles, real estate. The possibilities are unlimited. Use social networks to promote your store right from our site. Remember, there are never any fees, no matter how much you sell. Become a member today. I'm a member. Get all your friends to sign up, too. This could become a great business for you. Sell whatever you want for the first 30 days free at BuySellMakeOffer.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm from everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It is Free Talk Live. Live Saturday edition of the show. You can dial in toll free here and bring up anything that's on your mind. 855-450-3733. 855-450-FREE. Like freedom. With you in the studio tonight, you've got Ian.
And Mark.
And also want to make sure you know about the AMP program, Free Talk Live AMP program. AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. If you like the fact that Free Talk Live is heard on now over 170 radio stations from coast to coast, and you want to help us get on 200, 300, you know, keep that number increasing over time, you can help us with that with the AMP program and get perks for yourself, like access to the AMP-only call-in lines, the AMP-only Facebook group, and the AMP-only, the podcast. There's a podcast that does not have the regular podcast commercials. That's just for amplifiers. You go to amp.freetalklive.com and get signed up there with Bitcoin or credit cards, as well as PayPal. So go to amp.freetalklive.com. As we go to your calls and thoughts, we've got Rob in Chicago listening via TuneIn online. Hello, Rob.
Good evening, guys. How you doing?
Hey, great. What's on your mind tonight?
I don't know. You guys have been going through the topics, you know, like one after the other. It's hard to keep up. You call and talk about one thing, and you guys just keep diversifying.
You don't have to stay on topic. You can call about anything you want on Free Talk Live.
Freedom's the answer. What's the question?
So you just go right ahead.
You know, so many things to talk about. I got a comment for, you know, just about every one of them.
Like, pick one. It's always best to just focus on one.
I'm just going to put out a fact here. You said about 300 million. I know you were just being round numbers there. 300 million people in the United States. Officially, it's upwards of 325, and I say officially because, I say officially because literally they don't add in the numbers of all the Africans and Middle Easterns that they're sneaking in overnight, and plus the illegals that they keep trying to keep downsize the numbers on that. So it could, who knows, it could be.
If they're undocumented, they're undocumented, right?
Well, yeah, well, they're sneaking them in by the
who's they?
Our government, our agency.
You think the government is sneaking in immigrants?
Well, yeah, I mean, you guys have heard of the Josh Tully video, right?
No.
Where he interviews this lady out of St. Louis, and she was part of one of the NGOs, and she basically gave the rundown of how they would basically pick them up off the streets in Africa and put them on a plane. They're here in the United States the next day, and they give them papers, and they send them on their way.
So doesn't NGO stand for non-governmental organization?
Right, but it's
how is that the government? So you're saying the government is hiring non-governmental organizations to smuggle in human beings?
The NGOs. The government pays the NGOs, which is their incentive to pick the refugees up from or the economic migrants from the airport and then integrate them into their.
Okay, hold on. So wait. Are we talking about refugees, or are we talking about immigrants who are not legal?
All of the above, but this isn't a subject I want to talk about.
Okay.
Well, I'd just like to say that just because some lady makes a claim on a talk radio show, just because some lady makes a claim on a talk radio show or YouTube video doesn't make it true.
No. Josh Tully, you guys can look it up. The Josh Tully Show, and it's a YouTube video, but he got a good hour or so talking with a lady who was part of one of the NGOs, and she's basically telling the truth that, you know, nobody else gets to hear anywhere else. I mean, you guys heard the State Department recently with the new funding of the new budget turned around and took the limit off of how many refugees are putting in the country now. There's no more limit. They can put 1,000 a day. They can put 10,000 a day. They can put 30,000 a month.
Do you have a problem with refugees coming to the United States?
Well, they're not refugees. They're not even Muslim. Half of them are just Africans. They're just picking them off the streets of Africa and they're bringing them into the United States and setting them free. There's no vetting. There's no health vetting. There's no vetting for violence.
As I understand, as I understand it, the refugee, to be a refugee, you go through greatest vetting of anybody who enters the country.
That's the propaganda.
That's the propaganda. I mean, I don't know.
You're giving us propaganda too. I mean, it's all propaganda.
No. I'm
yeah, you are.
Telling you the truth.
You saw a YouTube video.
No. I believe me. I listen to a lot more things than a YouTube.
I believe you that you saw a YouTube video.
I'm saying there's that somewhere you can look to listen to an interview. You can start searching around.
Look, I don't care. Even if what you're saying is true, it doesn't bother me if people are coming here. Why should I be bothered by that? I mean, do you support freedom or not?
Absolutely, if we had it.
Oh. So in the meantime, you don't support freedom because we don't have it?
The problem with refugees is they get a whole bunch of money.
There's a difference between freedom and liberty. You can have the freedom to do what you want, but you got to have the liberty to do it. There's a difference. You got to have liberty.
I'm not entirely sure how, you know, you're using the terms freedom and liberty.
Shouldn't everyone in the world have liberty?
You got to start locally, man. You got to start locally. You got to start
right.
In the community.
So we get the liberty here, and once we have liberty here, we get other people can have it. I'm fine with that.
Can I have people come here locally, like people
to help themselves?
People that want to be free, like from an oppressive regime, escaping to the United States, escaping here to New Hampshire. Should I be able to let that person come be on my property without asking permission?
Okay. Well, let's start with Iran. You called them oppressive. Iran is one of the most progressive, secular countries in the Middle East. Period. They have Christians in their government. They have Jews in their government. They have.
We just shared a story earlier about how they destroyed 100,000 satellite dishes last year. That's progressive.
Well, my question to that is, where did you get this story?
Al Jazeera.
Al Jazeera. Okay. Well, you know, let them destroy satellites because you know what TV is.
That's progressive.
TV is not great. I shut off my TV about 10 weeks ago, finally.
So force people to not watch television by the threat of violence. That's progressive? I mean, I guess you're right. Progressive,
I don't know
progressives embrace the state, right? Progressives love the state.
Like you just asked me, how true is the story off a YouTube video? How true is the story off of Al Jazeera? Is that propaganda? They just put out stories, you know, to make us think, oh my gosh, they're so bad. They just put satellites.
Okay. What about Cuba cracking down on satellite dishes? Do you think that's BS too? How about the Islamic State? Because the Islamic State has. I mean, do you just believe nothing at all?
ISIS? You talking about ISIS?
Yes, that's what the Islamic State is.
Okay. Yeah. No, well, as ISIS is developed in 2012 by the Americans.
Yeah, we don't need a history lesson on what ISIS is.
Well, yeah. that's but that's
how American, many different stories American about regimes stuff. Destroying satellite dishes do I have to show you before you'll believe
one
of them?
But I don't know if they did or not. And
but you don't know, but you believe the woman on the Josh Tolley show.
Right. This is where the problem comes in, is that when you decide that you're going to believe, you know, some random lady on, you know, that's interviewed on a great show, Josh Tolley show. I've been on the show. I've been interviewed on his show. But, I mean, you know, it's just a person that was on his show. I've been interviewed on his show. Why is not everything I say completely accurate?
Thanks for the call tonight, Rob. I appreciate hearing from you. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. Like freedom, that's 855-450-3733. I mean, Al Jazeera is a respected news organization globally. This is an organization that does, you know, like they're up on the level with RT as far as, you know, doing good news reporting on.
Well, I mean, they're government funded, so I'm going to be careful about what Al Jazeera says about. Oh, shoot, is it? It's not out of Qatar, is it? I can't remember what country it is
that
basically
I
funds it. But UAE, I'm not entirely sure. Either way, I'm not going to look at those stories that they do on their government. Their government, you know, but I am going to look at the other stories they do on other ones, the BBC, CBC, there are Canadian Broadcasting, whatever C stands for them, channel, all these things. They're government funded, not that uncommon, but they do good news work.
Yeah, I mean, there's a bunch of different citations here for this particular story about the satellite dishes being destroyed. And there's even a picture of a bulldozer bulldozing what appear to be hundreds and hundreds of satellite dishes. So if this is all the work of some, you know, brilliant propagandist genius, then kudos to that person because they managed to get a fake news story picked up by dozens of websites. So I buy it. Because it's not the first time we've heard about repressive regimes around the world doing this sort of thing. It was years ago we talked about a story in Cuba where people were trying to ferret away and hide satellite dishes so they didn't get caught by the authorities who would raid their homes over it. Is that another fake story? More coming up here. This is Free Talk Live. What do you shop for that you could otherwise buy at Amazon? Pretty much everything, right? Amazon has competitive pricing and they deliver, and that's a big plus. If you could plan ahead in your shopping, would you be interested in saving up to 33%? There's a catch. You have to do your shopping in Bitcoin, but imagine those savings. It's like a huge raise. All you have to do is go to saveitpurse.com. We've saved thousands, and you can too. Plan ahead and save. Saveitpurse.com. Do you need a website for your blog or new business? It can be pretty intimidating on your own, and that's why Free Talk Live has partnered with HostGator, one of the top hosting companies. HostGator offers a simple, one-click, easy installation for WordPress, 24/7 over-the-phone or live chat tech support, and a very intuitive, user-friendly control panel that puts the power of creation back into your hands. Go to HostGator.com/FTL, and you'll get 50% off of their regular hosting prices. 50% off. HostGator.com/FTL.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business, so make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Dial toll free here. Bring up anything you want. Our number here, 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. We've got Skype, and Skype username is lrn.fm. With you tonight, you've got Ian.
And Mark.
So, Mark, before we get back into the phone calls, you found a comment on our Facebook page.
It's not a comment on the page. This
a message,
sent,
sorry,
sent, yeah.
Sent to our Facebook page. From a pilot?
Well, he's a drone pilot.
A drone pilot.
Yeah.
Okay.
You know, so that's a bit different. His name's Scott, and he says, FYI, there's never been an incident of a recreational UAV drone damaging a plane. If one hit any part of a plane, it'd be either shredded by the engine or simple disintegration impact. There isn't enough mass to hurt a commercial plane or even a typical private or hobbyist plane.
Because our caller earlier was speculating that a drone could take down an airliner.
Well, I think that the caller earlier may be correct that you could build a drone that would be that could take down an airliner. I mean, if your goal is to take down an airliner,
well,
then
ways
all
to do
the
that.
FAA yeah. licenses in the world right. aren't going to stop you from doing
but
it.
But he's saying the average drone not going to. Not gonna
right.
be a problem.
I mean, I don't think that I would suspect that the little, you know, the little thing that I've got at home that has a little camera on it or whatever yeah. isn't going to be, you know, sufficient to take down an airplane. But I'm not going to try to get it anywhere near an airplane anyway.
No doubt. Was there more to what he had to say?
That's it. It's just ridiculous. And he says he's a UAV pilot with a commercial license, by the way.
Our toll-free number tonight, if you want to join us here, 855-450-FREE, like freedom, and was digging around a little bit further, because it is important to question your sources. I do agree, at the very least, that far, to some extent, with what our caller said in the last segment, although he wasn't questioning some of his sources. But it is important to do that. So I dug a little further, and turns out the photograph that Al Jazeera used in a story about Iran destroying 100,000 satellite dishes and receivers, the photograph of the little caterpillar or bulldozer thing or whatever this piece of equipment is, just destroying all kinds of dishes, didn't actually even come from Al Jazeera. They were using that photo. It's an AFP photo. That's the Agence France-Presse. So you've got multiple you know, news agencies reporting on this particular story. You've got quotes from the General Mohammad Reza Naghdi, the head of the Iran Basij militia. There's pictures. You know, there's plenty of evidence that this story actually happened.
If you want to question a story, all you have to do is question a story, right?
Yeah.
Like, if a story's not good enough, is all to besmirch it, all you have to do is say, nope, right? Like, there's everything under the sun. I thought I'd heard it all until a few months ago the flat earthers began calling in here on Free Talk Live. I mean, people who literally believe, or at least they claim
to believe, yeah,
that the earth is flat. Now, I couldn't get them to say that the moon was flat, or that Mars was flat, or Jupiter was flat, or the sun was flat. None of those things, you know, were things that I could get out of them, but whatever, the earth was flat. And I you know, what are you going to do when you believe, when there's people out there that believe that that we're ruled by shape-shifting alien lizards and we live on a flat earth?
You just say, thanks for the call.
That's all you can do. Free Talk Live is open to every form of lunatic.
It's true. Let's continue with your calls and thoughts. Mark in Indianapolis, you're on Free Talk Live, listening to WIBC on FM. Hey, Mark.
Hey. Hey, thanks for letting me through.
Yes, sir.
You mentioned earlier Al Jazeera.
Yeah.
You mentioned that you thought it was a respectable organization, journalistically speaking. Is there an equivalent to that in the United States? Is it like the Associated Press, or is it like a single entity such as the Washington Post or even the Indianapolis Star?
I say if they're in the United States, they're automatically questionable as far as their coverage of U.S. goings on. So I always look to groups like Al Jazeera or RT to do coverage on the United States because they are more independent.
Or BBC or Daily Mail. There's a whole variety of CBC.
Yeah.
Many of them are great resources.
Right. The Intercept is a good internet-based one as well.
They had
Glenn
a problem
Greenwald.
Recently. Yeah.
What was their problem recently?
They didn't properly protect a source.
Oh. Well, regardless, they do some really great coverage of what goes on in the United States.
Sure.
Yeah, I look to the outside of the United States to find the best, in my opinion, the best coverage of what's going on within the United States. And the reason for that is because a lot of U.S. journalists are kind of, they feel like they owe some sort of debt of gratitude to the government for allowing them into news conferences and, you know, things like that. And so they don't go as hard against them as they could. They kind of take it easy in a lot of ways, and I don't much appreciate that.
Okay, so Al Jazeera is a reasonable thin source for getting information on what's happening outside of the United States.
I think it's a fine source. I mean, I wouldn't call it my only source by the stretch.
Right, yeah. I would say that they're not going to be good when it comes to covering Qatar, just like Russia today is not going to be very good when it comes to covering Russia. But outside of those countries, their coverage tends to be pretty independent and worth looking at.
I would say the closest thing to Al Jazeera in the United States is NPR, because NPR is publicly funded, at least by about 10% or whatever.
Yeah, but that doesn't mean NPR is going to be doing good reporting on the government. They love the government.
I don't trust NPR on government reporting in the United States any more than I trust Al Jazeera on Qatar reporting.
There you go, Mark. Anything else on your mind tonight?
That's fair enough. Nope, that'll be good. Thanks.
Thanks for the call. Appreciate hearing from you. And interestingly, Al Jazeera and RT are two of the channels you frequently will find on free-to-air satellite, which is what we were talking about earlier with the LRN.FM satellite channel fundraiser over at Patreon, which you can access by going to fund.lrn.fm. They've kind of got a similar model of let's put our channel in as many places as we possibly can for people to see and hear.
If you want to know I don't trust a particular news agency to report on, I want to know who they salute. When they start saluting, that's who I don't pay attention to. So if it's an American news agency, I'm going to be much more skeptical of their reporting on, you know, U.S. government going on.
We got Brett. He's in Tampa Bay, Florida, listening online. Hello, Brett.
Yeah, so, I didn't call about Al Jazeera, but here's the thing with Al Jazeera. Is a couple of years ago, they were sold, and one of the majority owners in it is Al Gore, so you can trust them as much as you want about being a credible source as U.S. News is concerned, but as far as I'm concerned with Al Gore, it's all propaganda. So, you know, live and let learn. So do what you you want to do with that.
I think it's all propaganda.
However, you know, use other sources to get your information.
Yeah, I agree that other sources should be used, but when they're reporting on the Cameroon fighting going on, for instance, I don't know if Al Gore has a dog in that particular fight. When you've got they did a half an hour long documentary about the Anglophones versus the Francophones in Cameroon. It's a ongoing strife that those people are encountering down there, and their reporting seemed really, really good.
Yeah, and some of it can be. But however, if Al Gore is involved, then there's other shady partners involved with the sale of the company, which happened a couple of years ago. Double check with other sources of your research as far as Al Jazeera is concerned.
Always good advice.
But the with the FAA, I can assure you as a drone pilot that you do need to register your drone, and I've done it myself. You can register 3 drones, blah blah blah. You have to do it.
So wait, what's this about this being overturned? I thought, Mark, you said that was overturned. Has that not been overturned?
That's what I read in the last 2 weeks.
As far as I know, I mean, the FAA didn't send me an email. They've
of course not.
I get emails, once every couple months regarding my new regulations that I got to deal with as far as piloting my drone. So I haven't gotten anything saying, "Oh, everything we sent you is hogwash."
Story here from ArsTechnica.com, which has always been a relatively good news source for technical news. Headline: court ruling nullifies U.S. requirement that hobbyists register drones.
Are you a professional or a hobbyist?
I'm a hobbyist.
Once
the FAA can confirm that for me, as far as on their own website and or whatever else, then I'm not worried about it. However, my drones are legal according to their previous statutes. If
I prefer illegal drones,
I mean, I'm still illegal to fly. So, I mean, it is what it is. But as far as the FAA and the guys that fly the planes, what is this? The operators,
pilots?
No.
Air traffic controllers. Is that what you want to talk about?
Yes. Okay. The main reason behind this is because our air traffic control system is, from the 70s. We still use radar land-based systems to control our planes, which is okay. However, 90% of the world is now using updated technology, which is GPS and everything else.
Which, of course, the government always is stuck in the past as far as technology is concerned. We're out of time. Brett, thanks for your call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. In fact, I remember an old John Stossel thing. That's like 10, 15 years old at this point, but it was still poignant at the time, where he showed air traffic control and, the technology they could be using, like computers, but no, they're like passing little notes around on rails in the air traffic control.
Clothespins on lines.
Yeah, that's literally what it was. We'll see you tomorrow night online. In the meantime, freetalklive.com. Have a great weekend.
Imagine, if you will, a virtual world, a symbiotic economy with its own currency, where you can barter your services with others. Symbi.com is a marketplace of real people exchanging skills and services, from web developers, marketers, video production specialists, and teachers of all sorts, to gaming consulting or fitness coaching. Symbi.com is a vast world of people trading freely. Take my word for it, it's an adventure you can't afford to miss. Simbi.com.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
Love or loathe him, Donald J. Trump is our 45th president. There is no denying now that Trump will go down in history, both despised and admired. Commemorate Trump's presidency with your very own Trump Silver Bust from TrumpSilverStatue.com. This museum-quality heirloom Trump Silver Statue bust is hand-cast from 20 troy ounces of silver, a great investment from TrumpSilverStatue.com. Loathed or loved, own a valuable piece of Trump's legacy. Get your solid silver Trump bust today at TrumpSilverStatue.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.